Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today on The Charlie Kirk Show, I just finished interviewing Mr. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and we are putting up the episode immediately. This is made possible by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Rudy Giuliani, who's behind all of the new Biden emails, he has exclusive insight and the answers to your questions right here. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Rudy Giuliani is here. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. Super thrilled to be joined with my friend, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Oh, it's great to be back, Charlie, and congratulations on all the great work you're doing and your organization.
Well, thank you.
Couldn't do it without you.
Well, that's very kind. And I knew that Mayor Giuliani was going to have something up his sleeve coming in October. And so we have the New York Post article that I want to get right into. Biden's secret emails. Can you just tell us a little bit of background on how you were able to obtain these emails and build it out for us?
So there is just the repairman. He repairs computers, specializes in Mac, somewhere in the area where the Bidens live. And about a year and a half ago, Hunter Biden, inebriated, he was somewhat drunk, came in with three devices to be repaired. The gentleman recognized him only when he came up very close because he has bad eyesight. And he took the three devices and he said one of them is gone, and they deconstructed it and got rid of it. He said one of them just needs a keyboard to be attached to it, and we can see if we can run it. And he said the third one's in bad shape, but I think I can save it. Hunter Biden, who then had identified himself, said, well, that's the important one, meaning the one that has to be repaired. So they signed up a form document, which required payment, but it also had a very interesting clause in it. It said if you don't reclaim your property within 90 days of the completion of the work, the property is deemed to be abandoned. And under the law, abandoned property becomes the property of the first paid person who takes it. So the merchant would be the person who took it. So for 70, 80, 90 days, he's trying to reach Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden never responded. 120 days, 130 days, never responded. Then he started hearing things on, you know, television and radio about the crimes allegedly committed by Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the bribery of the president of Ukraine, the money coming out of China, you know, amounts of money to this man that would be astronomical. So he decided he was going to look to see if he was in any trouble for possessing this thing. And he told my lawyer who interviewed him, he said, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm just a man who knows right from wrong. And everything on here is wrong. The photos, of which there are about 1,000, are, I don't know the right way to describe them. I mean, some of them are regular pornography, I guess. But some of them are really, really perverted. And some of them show crimes. I mean, absolute crimes. You've got maybe 10, 12 photographs and videos of him smoking crack while having sex. So that's the photos. The text messages, about 18 to 20,000. And they do a lot of things. Maybe we've only been able to analyze 20% of them. They completely corroborate what happened in Ukraine, which means that Joe Biden was bribed in the Ukraine by Mykola Zloshevsky to fix his case. And he was given, all told, about $14 million to do that. The method of payment was to hire Hunter to a no-show job, and then Hunter would kick the money back to Joe, which this email that we found completely demonstrates. It says, this is Hunter complaining to his children about how difficult his father was on him. He said, in addition to having to supply all the money for this family for 30 years, Pop always wanted half my salary. What that indicates is a Chinese form of conspiracy outlined in Peter Schweiker's book, Secret Empires, in which when you bribe a public official in China, you normally pay the relatives who the official can trust to take care of their lifestyle. And then you take out over a period of time appropriate amounts of money for you. And there are text messages and there are emails that indicate that's exactly what they did. They took out millions of dollars for their purposes. So that's one of the transactions that's clearly delineated there. There's another one where the Chinese government makes an investment of $1.5 billion. It's not an investment, it's a commitment to a private equity fund, extraordinary large one to a private equity fund that didn't have much of a history. But the partners in that private equity fund are, and remember, they're partners with the Chinese government. Chinese government enters into a partnership with Hunter Biden, the stepson of the Secretary of State at the time, Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines, and also, very strangely, Whitey Bulger's nephew. Now, this is impossible that a government as careful as China about money, as suspicious about the handling of money like China is, it's virtually impossible that they would give or commit $1.5 billion to a private equity fund that doesn't have much of a history and is being run by non-professionals.
Yeah, Whitey Bulger's name.
So, and Whitey Bulger, I mean, I've done legal work for hedge funds and you do an extensive due diligence search. And if Whitey Bulger's nephew was in the management team, just would recommend against it.
Yeah, probably. So, Mr. Mayor, can you help me understand? The FBI got these emails, is that right? There's a couple gaps in the story that I'm not quite understanding.
I see what you're saying. Sure. So what happened with the emails is, after the man got the emails from Hunter, he actually repaired the hard drive. The hard drive was ready to go, so he called Biden on a number of occasions, could not reach him, concluded that, you know, he had become distracted and that he would come back for it someday, and he put it in his warehouse. And then as a few months went by and the impeachment proceedings and other things started to dominate the news, he realized from what he had seen that this is probably going to contradict it. So he opened up the email section and the message section, and he found all of these texts saying what he should testify to, how he can get out of the perjury, who he can deal with. That was written, it looks like, contemporaneous with the time that the case was going on.
And then he contacted the Bureau, and they obtained a subpoena to get all this information. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's exactly right.
And so, the Bureau has all this. I mean, I don't know if they're going to act
on it
or not.
Charlie, you're looking at somebody that grew up wanting to be a G-man, right? And 3 years ago, one of my proudest awards, I was given the G-man award by the FBI Association. Most of the cases that made me famous, the Pizza Connection case, the Five Families, the Teamsters case, I did with the FBI and could not have done it without the FBI. Don't know what's happened to the upper echelons of the FBI. They've become a political operation rather than a law enforcement organization. And just exactly what they were doing, I don't know. But the gentleman turned over the hard drive to them within a few days of making that decision. The agent did say something suspicious to him. The agent said, well, he said, I'm very frightened. They may kill me. I've given two away to friends of mine who know how to dispose of it in case I get killed. And the agent said, you don't have to be that scared. He said, only people that are in trouble are people who open their mouth. So that kind of really affected him. I mean, that could have several meanings, but he took the wrong meaning. And that's when he decided he had to reach out for other people to help him in case, God forbid, something happened to him.
I want to talk to you guys about Good Ranchers. You've heard me talk about them before. Their meat is terrific. They get delivered to you for free if you order at GoodRanchers.com. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality 100% American-born, raised, and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts or overseas beef. Buy American at GoodRanchers.com. Skip the grocery line. It's 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support Americans' farmers and support the American economy. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meals right to your front door. Perfect for grilling out or dinners at home. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code Charlie to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie, and save $20 for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. As we move on, I am going to play devil's advocate on some of the nonsense.
Please
that
do that, because you know it's really helpful to answer, to be able to answer these questions.
No, yeah, I think that it it actually helps build it out. My first concern, though, Mr. Mayor, is you said something on Martha McCallum's show where you said you've only seen 20% of this hard drive. I mean, is there something we might be missing that could be very important for voters to know before the election?
I would suspect that's true, but I mean, we'll get through it. We'll get through it, but we have to get through it before, you know, we're going to spend all weekend, and we've gotten a larger group of people now to go through it with us. But one of the problems, Charlie, is you need to know the rest of the case to really see the significance of the hard drive. I'll just give you an example that's a true example, but it probably illustrates to the public how difficult it is. And this is one of the things that verifies the hard drive. For 2 years, John Solomon and I have had information that Hunter Biden met on a specific date in the State Department with Deputy Secretary of State Tony Nguyen. Now, it's significant because if he did, it was a violation of the Foreign Agent Registration Act, one that they, in a draconian way, enforced against Paul Manafort to squeeze him to lie about Donald Trump. So we felt if we had a violation like that, then the same thing should happen here. It shouldn't be a difference between a Republican and a Democrat. So the informant tells us that Hunter Biden went to this secret meeting at the State Department. They took him in the back door. It was all hush hush. And the guy afterwards went to take a look and he found no filing for it. And then he went to take a look a few months later, he found no filing for it. And at that point, there had been several other meetings that had taken place on behalf of Burisma, arranged by Hunter Biden or one of his friends, but no filing. And we were not able to corroborate that, nor were we sure whether it's on the State Department roster. All we had was the oral testimony. In the hard drive, if you go to those dates, this is what the hard drive looks like. Let me just take a little look at it. This is what the hard drive looks like. It looks a little bit like this right here. So you just go through here and you go to those dates, and lo and behold, there's a whole history of that conference, setting it up, rescheduling it, the exact amount of time the informant said it was. Impossible that anyone would have known this other than Hunter Biden. So that's one of the 10 or 12 pieces of evidence by which you can authenticate this document.
Well, that's – and then also, Rudy, there's all these pictures, too, that are coming out that No one else can find that they're public anywhere. But I do want to ask Rudy, some people are saying that this is Russian disinformation. I do not hold that view, but their Washington Post is alluding. It's the only thing they got. What do you have to say about that?
I have no indication that this comes from the Russians. I've had no dealings with any Russian over this. I told you my dealings over this really go through my defense lawyer in that phony case that they tried to bring against me in the Southern District, which is another thing that I resent very much because they try to prosecute everybody that goes after Biden to protect him instead of defending him, which they do a very poor job of. So the reality is that we've basically checked it all out. It's almost impossible that this could have been produced by Russians. I mean, he's an American. They all seem to square with things that Hunter Biden was actually doing. The pictures are surely of him. I mean, I can't even tell you the way you can identify them, but you can imagine, right? I mean, I'm telling you, these are pornographic pictures, plus we get into the area of weirdness. And then we may even get into the area of criminality.
Jeez. Well, the stories keep rolling, and I can imagine the more you dive into this hard drive, Rudy, the more you are going to find. And I want to, in this next segment we have, I want to dive into how the tech companies are silencing this and just how this has really entered a dark period of journalism in our country, because this should be stuff that wins Pulitzer Prizes. I mean, it is a phenomenal story when you look at it, and it's just so disappointing that most of the press is ignoring it.
In our fast-paced world, it's tough to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. A new app called Thinker has solved that problem by summarizing the key ideas from new and noteworthy nonfiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, including old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People to recent bestsellers like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. If you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org/Charlie. That's thinker.org/Charlie to start an extended free trial and put your mind in motion. thinker.org/Charlie.
Mr. Mayor, I want to read a story here by the Krasenstein brothers. I don't know if you saw this or not. These guys got kicked off Twitter. They've been so conspiracy theorist. And just all, you know, all cards on the table. A couple conservatives sent me this story and they said, Charlie, the story's not real because what Mayor Giuliani, because of this, it said alleged Hunter Biden email from Giuliani appears forged. I don't know if you saw this story on Medium or not, but I think it's a very weak argument. Are you going to let other people? Did you give this to the New York Times for the metadata? Help kind of just reinforce the authenticity to our viewers.
I gave it to the New York Post. They've examined it for 4 days and come to the conclusion with their expert that it's legitimate. Our own expert has determined it's legitimate. And I invited Martha McCallum's people to come over here and examine it if they want, right in the computer, right in the right spot that it's in. They should be coming over in a short while. It is absolutely – there's no question that it's a legitimate entry. No question that it was a text message between him and his daughter. And I think the problem is that if this is real – I mean, they might as well be heading to the courthouse. I mean, it explains that Hunter for 30 years was what we used to call in the old days when we did these bribery cases, the bag man. I mean, he collected the money and distributed it. So he really didn't distribute it since he was a son and a dutiful son. He held it and paid for anything the parents wanted paid for. But then just in case, because the parents wanted a little travel money of their own, they got half share of everything. So it's the reason the Bidens were able to live an extremely high lifestyle when they made money that would be regarded as middle, you know, middle class, I guess. No, they were in the multi-million dollar category.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, and the one that is the most telling is not even the story that came out on the 14th. It's the next day around the Chinese firm that goes to show on May 13th, one email sent to Biden with the subject line, expectations included details of remuneration packages. I mean, Mr. Mayor, it could not be more clear that this is international crime that is selling out our government so the Biden family can get rich. And it said 10 held by H for the big guy. Before I get into this, Rudy, how did Hunter forget that he had these laptops with a computer repairman?
Gosh, Charlie, you know, we asked ourselves that question 100 times, and we asked the source that question 100 times, and we really come to only one conclusion. I mean, the effects of the amount of crack that this man was taking and alcohol have to be very significant on the brain. And it looks like his so we have a tape that spans about 2012, 13 to the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020. You can say by looking at the photographs, it looks like he was on crack almost continuously during that period. That's a long time to be on crack without doing serious damage to your brain. He also was taking crack. There are a couple of pictures where he has pictures of himself at a rehab center, and that night he's in some kind of a strip club doing crack. So he was a pretty habitual user of crack, either in supplementing it or, I guess, when he couldn't get it, he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent a great deal of his time doing great damage to his brain. And he could have forgotten. That was the merchant's surmise that he seemed really out of it. He seemed very pleased, almost too pleased, when he said he could fix it. And then forgot about it. It's very, very strange that could happen.
So, Rudy, have you been able to find anything about this mysterious $3 million wire? I think it was $3 million from the Moscow mayor from Russia. Remember that came out in the Senate intelligence report. Have you been able to find anything related to that?
Yes, a little bit. Not everything yet, Charlie. That one surprised me. And I've been investigating this case really to protect Donald Trump because, you know, basically this whole case now turns out to be this. Everything they charged Donald Trump with, they did.
That's exactly right.
It's almost like a case of massive, projection. You know, the psychological process of projection. It's almost a massive case of projection. You know, they said that we colluded with the Russians. No. They got $3.5 million from the Russians. We didn't get any money from the Russians. And they got a lot of information from the Russians. So I believe that was part. Now, this is piecing together things from the hard drive and from other evidence, but it's the best theory you could have right now. The money comes from Katerina, who was the wife of the mayor of Moscow, Lushkov. Lushkov had been removed as the mayor of Moscow. He began as one of Putin's closest people, but as far as I understand, he was literally going further than Putin. He was shaking down people a third and fourth time that Putin had already taken, you know, big chunks of their money. So they complained. They said he was getting out of control and they had to remove him. And as far as I know, she sided with the removal of him, which made her the more important person now with Putin. So when she's doing this transaction, she's one of the closest people to Putin. So it appears as if this was going to be a much larger transaction, a couple hundred million dollars. And just at that time, the sanctions hit. Because for all the stupidity, I mean, basically, Obama never sanctioned Russia. And Trump, who's supposed to be favorable on Russia, kicked the heck out of them with sanctions. I mean, they can't move money. And they hit. And I think this was the amount of money they could get through before that. This was meant to be part of a much bigger real estate and land deal in which he would be partners with a person very, very close to Vladimir Putin. Now, if you're a Republican, I don't care how even tempered and how calm you are, this has to get you really angry.
I mean, geez.
I mean, 3.5 years of he was with the Russians, he was a Russian agent, he was a da, da, da. Charlie, I knew it wasn't true. I was with him for the last 4 months of the campaign, virtually day and night. And my job was to cut down on the tweets. Of course, I failed completely at that job. However, I did succeed in my job of knowing what he was doing. He wasn't talking to any Russians. He was as surprised as we are, as we were when the tweets would come out. Of course, we enjoyed them. They were hurting the phony Hillary Clinton, but we had nothing to do with those coming out. So I knew he had no, even if there was a Russian plot, he didn't know about it. And that's why I ran to defend him, because I felt this was a frame-up. And nothing gets an honest prosecutor more angry than a frame-up. It turned out to be a frame-up.
When I read this, Rudy, it's actually kind of confusing, even for me. There's so much crime here. There's so many different deals that are happening simultaneously. It's the Russian potential real estate deal. It's the Burisma deal. It's the Chinese firm deal. I mean, this guy was all over the planet. And the only way he could have possibly done this versus the State Department meeting, the meeting with his father, which his father said never happened, where it happened. It wasn't on his schedule, which is one of the weakest excuses. I think Joe Biden was conducting all of this. Hunter Biden is a crackhead. He can't even remember that he had a laptop at a computer repair shop. I think Joe Biden and whoever's in Joe Biden's orbit was calling the shots on this.
You know, Chris, when you think about it as a human being, I know Joe Biden since 1970s. I was introduced to him by a colleague of mine in the U.S. Attorney's Office, who eventually became my chief of staff when I was Associate Attorney General. And it was shortly after he was elected to the Senate. And my friend said to me jokingly, "You should move to Delaware and run for the Senate." And I said, "Why should I do that, Jeff?" He said, "Because anybody could win. Joe was the dumbest guy in our law school class, and he got through by cheating. He plagiarized, and he looked over everybody's paper. But I swear to God, he got through because he charmed the dean not to throw him out." And then all through the years, he was always cheating, and everybody thought he was going to go nowhere. And of course, then he became United States Senator. He said, "But I will tell you, he's a nice guy." So I spent a lot of time with him. I was in charge of getting U.S. attorneys and U.S. marshals through the Senate. He was on the Judiciary Committee. I spent time with him on judges, Reagan judges. And I spent time with him on the crime bill of 1994. And he was a reasonable guy to deal with. He was not an ideologue. He is dumb. I mean, really, I don't know any other way to say it. He's dumb. You don't know too many people as dumb as he is. He covers it up by talking a lot. I employed his niece at City Hall. We had a really good relationship, and I feel very bad about this. But you know who I really feel bad for? I feel bad for Hunter. Hunter obviously is troubled. He's got a serious, serious drug problem. And I don't get how your father, when he knows you have that drug problem, puts you in business with three of the most crooked, violent criminals in the world. Sloshevsky is an oligarch, an organized criminal in China. Jinming is a organized criminal, an intelligence operative in China, and is now sitting at the bottom of the Yangtze River. Stanley Ho, convicted. In fact, when he was convicted, the first person he asked to call was James Biden. And Devin Archer, their longtime partner, has been convicted. The judge who has political connections reversed his conviction. It was just reinstated by the Second Circuit.
That's right.
So they are surrounded by criminals. And Whitey Bulger's nephew. They're surrounded by criminals, international and domestic. This is why he would do this to his son, who's, you know, having difficulty functioning, and not think there are going to be terrible mistakes made, and you're doing great damage to this young man, is at least I don't have an answer for it.
I got a lot of questions in anticipation to this interview from people that are so upset because they're losing faith in the justice system in our country, Mr. Mayor, because they see
I can see that, Charlie. I can see that.
And I just,
and it makes me feel terrible.
I hate it because you ran one of the greatest offices where you went after real hardened criminals. And now we have this right in front of us. And it just seems as if no one cares. And well, you do, but hopefully we can get our justice system back in some ways.
With the ever-increasing number of makes and models of cars, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. One of the reasons to repair and maintain your car is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com also offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts and to tail lamps, everything you need. So right now you go to RockAuto.com, tell them that Charlie Kirk sent you. That's right. RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. You guys know it. RockAuto.com. That's RockAuto.com.
Mr. Mayor, I want to first ask, are there more revelations coming that you can tease us about or kind of give us a little bit of a hint that you have discovered so far on this hard drive or computer?
Well, it's one hard drive. That's what we have, but it's extensive. It covers 12 to right up to the beginning of 20, which is really the relevant period. The problem is not that there are more hard drives. The problem is the hard drive contains a massive amount of material. And you know, we're familiar with some of it from the investigations that we did. But it's apparent, Charlie, to me, there are a large number of other crimes there. There are at least five other major Chinese entities controlled by Chinese communists or owned by the Chinese government. So the two transactions that I studied deeply was the one with the Bank of China, in which the Bank of China committed $1.5 billion to the private equity fund and became a partner of Hunter Biden. And to me, this just shocks me because he became a partner of Hunter Biden and also a partner of the stepson of the Secretary of State when we were negotiating extremely important and critical agreements with them. And we lost the negotiations. We were supposed to get them out of the islands. We were supposed to get them to reduce tariffs. They increased their presence in the islands. They raised the tariffs. Joe was criticized for failing in the negotiations. What they didn't know is his family was benefiting to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars while he was losing the negotiation. Same thing in Iraq. They sent them to Iraq to negotiate a status of forces agreement, which we've always been able to negotiate before. When Obama did it, I almost thought Obama didn't want it done because he never would have sent Joe Biden. He can't succeed at things like that. Well, he didn't. But his brother got one third of a $1.5 billion housing contract, and his brother didn't know how to build houses. And the third one is of course, you know, China. I'm sorry, Ukraine. And in the Ukraine, he was sent there, number one, to fund them because they had gotten down to $800,000, I think, in their treasury. And number two, to fight off the Russians and at least limit their gains and to deal with corruption. Well, he didn't limit their gains because Obama and he refused to give them shooting weapons. I mean, I describe it as they gave him slingshots to fight against the Russians, which only Obama could have thought of that. So he failed in arming them properly. It wasn't until President Trump came in that we actually gave them weapons, and they're doing better now. So he would make these awful decisions. I don't know if it's because he's dumb, stupid, or was he motivated by the huge amounts of money he was making from these governments who wanted him to go easy on them. But I do know that there's nobody else in America where that question would be answered in the hypothetical. Well, you wouldn't look at this and say, oh, all that happened, and he's saying he didn't do it. We're not going to investigate.
And if the 50% going to pop is true, then it's a violation of the emoluments clause, the same thing they tried to go after Trump for.
Oh.
For the hotels, which is ridiculous, of course. But you have exactly what the founding fathers warned us against, which is an elected official in the executive branch getting money from a foreign government or a foreign adversary. And so the last thing, Mr. Mayor, in the couple seconds we have here, can you talk about how big tech has been trying to suppress this story, how they have been doing everything they possibly can to try to silence all of this discovery?
Oh, my God. So, I mean, it's the worst day for the First Amendment that I can ever remember. I mean, this is a story of great significance. Either way, if it's true, it demonstrates probably one of the biggest scandals we've ever had at the highest levels of several governments. It indicates a systemic problem within the Obama administration. And if it's not true, it indicates some kind of a malicious, horrible setup by someone. But how you could fail to jump on top of it and investigate it is a complete dereliction of duty or an unwillingness to create problems for your favorite candidate. And if that's the case, you don't belong in law enforcement. You belong probably, you know, running a gin mill or a gambling operation. Probably you shouldn't even be doing that because you do it illegally.
You're exactly right. It is really disappointing how big tech has handled all this. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for the work you're doing. And we'll keep our eyes peeled with more.
Well, Charlie, thank you. You know, I think you're doing God's work in bringing all those young people to our party because they keep thinking young people are all liberal and they're all. And I see you debating with them, and it just really impresses me, Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Keep up the great work, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Email us your questions at freedom@charliekirk.com. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Speak to you soon. God bless.